Is Ray ready? Is he with us? Ray Judich.
When athletes tangle with the law, we turn to one of 680 The Fan's legal advisors, Ray Judich, on The Rood Awakening.
Ray Judich joins us once a week to talk about a number of things. And Ray, let's start with some of the audio that we played yesterday. We kind of covered this with you. David Perry, Colts nose tackle, arrested last month in Arizona, a DUI. Apparently he robbed the guy driving the golf cart. It was a golf cart slash taxi situation. Then he crashes the golf cart. Listen to this audio, and I want to find out, as an attorney, how do you get your client off of this?
What else do you have on this, sir?
We've discussed this several times.
No, I'm not talking to you, so be quiet.
And I'm talking to you. We're done.
And I'm not talking to you. How's that?
No, I'm speaking to you, bitch. Ooh. No, I'm speaking to you.
Okay.
So what else do you have on me? Nothing? That's what the fuck I thought, bitch. You have nothing on me. All right, right?
Calm down.
So I'm going to find some f***ing charges.
Easy, boy.
Nothing on you.
Calm down, dude.
Nothing on you.
Calm
right?
down.
I'm going to f***ing come at you, all of you. Don't you understand that?
Is that a threat?
You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm coming after all of you.
All right, counselor. The floor is all yours.
Thank you so much. I only get the easy cases from you guys. Well, the nice thing is that there actually is a blood test. So let's work it from the back forward. Let's see what's in his blood, because that's going to change the perspective of everything. If he's legally impaired by alcohol or, God forbid, other substances, obviously he's got multiple legal problems. And a blood test is a pretty good sort of a fingerprint of evidence. You know, I always say people are a little squirrely-eyed at breath tests. How does this machine test breath and alcohol? But when I was a young prosecutor, I actually would bring the vials of blood to court and hold them up in front of the jury. And, you know, you could tell the jurors know a blood test is pretty determinative. Everybody's had one. So assuming he has nothing in his bloodstream, I'm going to work with that since you gave me the hypothetical. Now we're going to say, okay, so it's not a DUI. Is it really a motorized vehicle for the purposes of DUI law on the roadways? We're going to challenge that. We're going to break this case down. Now, I think, as a judge and a prosecutor, if I play that role, to me, his biggest problem are these threats to the officers, which will continue. And the TMZ film that is actually in the blood test room, he doesn't physically threaten them as much as, I'm going to sue you, blank, 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 blank. So I think the biggest problem he has is sort of what we call terroristic threats or obstruction of justice to the officers. And again, whenever I see it, I give kudos to these officers. Boy, did they maintain their patience and professionalism for a real long time with this guy. So,
yeah, eventually he got tased, and deservedly so. I said it yesterday, Ray. I'm 210 pounds. If a guy that's 300 and is as big and athletic as David Perry is because he's a starting nose tackle in the NFL, starts getting attitude and starts getting aggressive, I'm tasing
him
first. I'm not shooting him with my gun. I'm tasing him, though, first and asking questions later.
We don't have the tased part of the tape? That's the part. That's the payoff. That's
like I haven't seen it yet.
But that's
again,
like watching cops.
He really pushed them. He pushed every button they had. And that's going to be, if I'm his employer, if I own Baltimore Colts, the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, who wants a guy like this? Obviously, if they're really good, we figure out a way to get him on the team next year. But, man, this is a lousy piece of PR. If I'm his sponsors, I'm concerned about it. So there's a lot of collateral impacts in addition to the charges that he's facing.
Darrell Revis, all charges are dropped, and certainly this is one of those situations where it's a he said, she said, and everybody kind of has to be patient.
Yeah, we talked about this, I guess, 2-3 weeks ago, and we all kind of felt that, boy, there was more to this story than was apparent from the cell phone that was on the ground recording it. There was too many people. There was too much alcohol. It was too early in the morning. Nobody really had a clear story. And then they overcharged Revis, quite frankly. You know, it always concerns me when law officers or law enforcement says, well, there's a lot of different stories we're not sure, but, hey, this guy, let's put a felony on him, and then he has to go scrub it off by hiring counsel and everything else. So good for Mr. Revis. He said not guilty from day one. He's not guilty, case closed, and now he should move on to his next contract if he can get one.
Ray, if Domino decides to rob a golf cart and crashes the golf cart and he needs your services, what does he need to do?
You know, there's a promotional video in there somewhere, but after that video is filmed, he should call me, 404-964-4185.
Ray, good to talk to you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy Florida. Bye.
All right. We will. The great Ray Giudice.